I'm Walt Lindelow with the look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Negaunee Public Schools Superintendent Dan Skews for a district update. Here's the latest on what's happening in the home of the miners with Dan Skews.
We're currently working with Integrated Design and Range Telecommunications to put together some specifications on a massive improvements in our district security. We feel the district is secure at this point, but we also know that it could be more secure. Mm-hmm. So right now we're looking at making all of the entry doors to all of the school buildings a keyless entry. That will eliminate any extra keys that could potentially be floating around the district, whether it was old coaches or old employees that may still have them. We want to increase the number of cameras we currently have throughout all of our buildings, along with upgrading our current ones. We're also looking at expanding the range of cameras. We're going to be putting some down near the football field, the new tennis courts, the bus garage, and the parking lots at all of the buildings. And what's important for the community to know is that we'll be paying for all of this updating with sinking fund money that we'll be collecting through the summer of 2018 taxes. We wouldn't have been able to do that without a successful vote last August when the community voted to create a new sinking fund in order to allow technology purchases and security improvements to be paid for with revenue from the sinking fund.
What's the primary reason for doing this? Is this following more trends in current schools, or is there another issue that you're looking to address?
No, you know, our number one goal is to keep our students, keep our staff safe. We know that parents totally trust our judgments and when they drop their students off with us in the morning, and that they're in the safest place they possibly could be. So like I had mentioned earlier, we have a very secure district. We're just looking to improve it that much more.
How about with the high school? I know there's a few things coming up there that you want folks to know about.
It's hard to believe, but the marking period ended last Friday. So we have report cards going to be distributed later this week. And parent-teacher conferences are at the end of the month at the high school and the middle school. So I wanted to mention those so parents can jot those times down. On November 28th and November 30th, both the middle school and high school will have their parent-teacher conferences. On the 28th, the middle school will be from 4 to 6:30, the high school from 6:30 to 9. And on November 30th, the times will be flipped. The high school will go first from 4 to 6:30, and the middle school will be from 6:30 to 9. Lakeview doesn't run on marking periods. They run on trimesters. So their trimester ends the day before Thanksgiving break, which is next Wednesday, November 22nd. Those report cards will come home on December 1st, and parent-teacher conferences at Lakeview are on the 4th and 7th.
We're talking, Dan, about some of the dates that are going on with parent-teacher conferences and, of course, the Thanksgiving break coming up here in a little bit. But, of course, things going on at the middle school and at the elementary. What's the latest?
One thing that I did want to mention that's happening at Lakeview that deals with the holiday spirit, I suppose you could say, is the Giving Tree is up and running. And the Giving Tree has been around for years at Lakeview. And what it is it's a way for families who are able to financially to choose a donor family or a sponsor family to help assist during the Christmas season. We are seeking sponsors for the Giving Tree that started late last week. You can call Lakeview School at 475-7803 if your family is interested in sponsoring a family who might be less fortunate during the holiday time.
Mm-hmm. And of course, now with that, there will be, as you mentioned, there'll be concerts and things like that. You do have a break, though, in the immediate near future here with the Thanksgiving holiday. What's the schedule with that?
Right. We have class next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Wednesday, the 22nd, will be our last day, and then we'll break on the 23rd and 24th and come back. And winter sports are starting up. So once we come back from Thanksgiving break, girls basketball season starts the week of November 27th, and then boys basketball is the week following. So just a short break between the fall and winter sports seasons, and we're back into a routine again and going to those extracurricular events.
Well, as always, if people want to find out more about things going on in the Negaunee Public Schools, it's a good way to do that.
There are a few different ways. You could call the individual buildings. That's going to give you an immediate answer. We also keep our webpage updated as often as we possibly can, and Facebook seems to be the most popular way of getting word out right now. So we have a Negaunee Public Schools Facebook page that you could also take a look at.
That's the comments of Negaunee Public Schools Superintendent Dan Skews. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.